As William's visit approached, school administrators darted through the impeccable hallways, shooting instructions to each other over walkie-talkies. Some students wore ties and sported fresh haircuts.
How you doing?
Hi, welcome to our school.
Michael Williams, how you doing?
Mm-hmm, Janet.
Good.
Commissioner Michael Williams first visited a college-level English class. 17-year-old Nancy Castañeda led him through a short story reading exercise where she had to find how a character is central to a story's main idea.
And I chose to write about the red convertible, how, like, characterization, at first his character is really happy and crazy.
But then he goes off to the war and comes back a changed man. The character ends up committing suicide.
And then, yeah,
let's see. Which is quite well.
Thank you.
It's all right. Good luck to you. Take care now.
You too.
Castañeda hopes the impression she made on Commissioner Williams will somehow weigh on his decision regarding the future of Eastside Memorial. She's aware he's already closed other Texas schools, even an entire district near Houston.
I'm really into this school. I'm a cheerleader. I'm a wrestler. I play softball and soccer. And if they close down the school, it's, like, affecting my college. And I want him to be able to be, like, it's everyone's college, like, everyone's. So, yeah, he has a power, and I really want him to do, like, choose it. Thank you.
Eastside has been rated academically unacceptable since 2004. In 2008, back when it was called Johnston High School, it was shut down. Later that year, it reopened as Eastside Memorial, but the new name did not offer a new beginning. The school inherited years of academic troubles. An exodus of teachers and students followed. As students ushered Commissioner Williams into the band room, his head began swinging to the music. He smiled and handed his cell phone to one of his aides, asking him to snap some pictures. Senior Elijah Cofield and Julian Nedrano wrote the letter Williams got last Thursday. They were the commissioner's tour guides and stood in the back of the band room.
We're basically experiencing probably history in the making right here. I can tell he obviously loves our blues band. I hope he sees us in a different point of view and he helps us with everything that's going on with the school district trying to close us down.
The main reason why we're doing this is to eliminate the fear in our students, our friends, our teachers, and try to get stability in this school, because all this inconsistency and the fear is not helping our school at all.
In the robotics room, Cofield told Commissioner Williams the few teachers still at the campus inspire students to go to college, even when the odds seem to be stacked against them. Many of the kids would be the first in their families to pursue higher education.
I would say Mr. Miller is like my father that I wish I had. When we came back from delivering the letter to you, he told us that if we was ever in war, he'd go down first, and then we'll go down second.
But let's do it a different kind of way. Since said nobody go down, okay? So.
The day ended with Williams holding a closed session with a selected group of students.
The principal message to them is, number one, I heard what you wanted me to know. But if you're asking, you know, what's the decision that the commission is going to make, well, I'm not making a decision until May or June. And I hope that the district makes the decision in advance.
At this point, there appear to be three options for the school. The district can choose a third party to run the campus. The state can choose a third party. Or the school can be closed. AISD's board meets tomorrow to discuss Eastside Memorial's future. Joy Diaz, KUT News.